Galactic Freaks, Jay Emmett and KC Masterpiece.
That'd be us.
That'd be us.
What happened, Hosta? What are you looking for? It's sitting right there.
We have a very special guest, and by
we mean his by brain power. Stewie's with us today.
Hey, y'all.
You sound really quiet to me.
I'm always quiet on the
thing. Well, it's because last week's show sounded like crap thongs, and it was because, wait, are you in the right one?
Testing.
Yeah, you're in there. Oh, this is professional.
Are you in?
Ha, 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 ha. Last week's show sounded like crap because I didn't realize that the gains had all been turned up, and so we came through all like, you know, I can only do so much with that. And Casey's over there playing. It is African American Friday as we record this.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting recorded that much.
Maybe I turned the wrong one. No, I turned the right one on.
There you go.
Well, no, I had turned the right one on.
You're just
quieter than Casey and I are, so I had
I ain't no loud mouth buffoons.
Buffoons,
what?
So it is Black Friday today when we were recording this. It's the day after Thanksgiving. How was everybody's Thanksgiving? I kind of know because, well, Stu was with me and you stopped by.
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't grab me to go.
I was just stuffed from, you know, coming back from my parents' place.
You know, and I was at my parents' place. And it was pretty good. It was a nice Thanksgiving. It sucked because I had to leave early. My dad wanted me to stick around, but I had to get up at 5-something this morning. And I was 10 minutes late to work as it ran. But I went in an hour early, so I really wasn't late. I was just 7 hours early. I was 50 minutes early. I was 10 minutes later than I was supposed to be.
Right.
But it sucked. We were groping each other at work today.
It was an orgy.
Yeah,
it was a boring orgy, but it was an orgy.
To make up for, yeah. You know what kills me is all the supervisors and stuff. They weren't there, of course.
Of course.
Of course not. Because, you know.
I'm never there.
Why should they have to play by the same rules as the rest of us?
I wasn't there.
But being that it is African American Friday, we got some new toys.
Ooh.
You guys got new toys.
Well, that's...
I'm poor.
Right. I got a new phone today, which is great because if you listen to next week's episode of Ball and Chain, you'll hear why I had to get a new phone. It wasn't my fault I had to get a new phone. It's my wife's fault because she dropped hers in a toilet.
Thank you, wife.
But I hated my phone, and she liked those phones, so she just took my old one. And I got a Windows phone today, which I've had an Android phone for the last year, and I really like this so far. I've only been playing with it for...
It's pretty nifty looking.
About an hour and a half, and I really like it, but it's a lot different than what I'm used to. Mm. But it's an HTC phone, which already is a big improvement on what I had before, because I had the Motorola Milestone and wasn't a fan. But it seems pretty cool. Stewie just helped me go through and add a bunch of contacts to the phone. So if you hear it go off in the background, that's because I just Facebooked and asked everybody to send me their contact information, so it might go off.
I'm surprised you ain't got it on, like, quiet or vibrate like you usually do.
I ain't learned how to do everything yet, and I didn't look into that yet, so we'll get there.
We'll get
and,
to that point.
And Casey just bought a tablet that he's had out of the box for about 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
And he didn't get the one that everyone was talking about.
Well, the one we were looking at. He bought an Android tablet.
Yeah, the Arcos 10.1 internet tablet.
I don't even know what it is.
10 means 10-inch.
Yes.
Like your dick. They can't see your head nod.
That is a compliment.
So we went out Wednesday night. It's interesting for me because I don't really drink very much anymore, and sometimes not at all. It's very rare. And so Casey asked me to be designated driver.
Yeah, you went out. You met my nephew.
I met your nephew. I liked him. He's a nice guy. And me, you, and Stu and your nephew went out, and Stu and I were both up for over 24 hours, and I told Stu yesterday, I said, I didn't drink a drop, and I felt hungover.
Well, you know, that's the way Brandon was. He was, almost up for 24 hours as well. He got up at 5 on, Wednesday morning.
Yeah, but you guys were sleeping at Steak and Shake, so you were good.
Yeah, I got home around 5:30, woke up at 10. I'm like, are you serious?
You know, I went to bed at 6 and got up at 12.
I didn't even have to work, and so. I'm like, crap.
But
sucks.
It was fun. I mean, I had a good time. I had a really good time out Wednesday night. It was nice. But we went down to Newport on the levee.
We saw Willie Nelson.
Yeah, we did. We went down to Newport on the levee. Newport on the levee, for those of you who don't know, Newport's right across the river from Cincinnati. And there's like a, it's kind of an indoor / outdoor mall. But it's not really a mall. There's stores.
Yeah,
so it's kind
like
of a
plaza.
Mall.
It's like an entertainment complex.
But it's a mall. There's stores, but it's indoor and outdoor. Yeah. Plus, there's lots of restaurants, different bars, a movie theater. It's really a nice place. I think more places should take, you know, some place over in Cincinnati should do that. I think it would be.
Well, they, you know, they're still working on the Banks project.
You know, I think, you know where I think has the potential to do that? Not that anybody listening to this show cares, but Bridgewater Falls, I think, has the potential to do something very similar. I think it'd be nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, as long as you don't say Forest Fair.
Not as decked out, but you could put some nice bars in there and stuff like that. I think it'd be nice.
Well, BW3's out there, so it's a start.
Yeah.
But we went out there, and the first thing, we went to a couple of you guys kept saying, I can't believe there's not that many people. I think you guys are nuts. You couldn't even walk. It was so flipping crowded.
Outside. I mean, last year was a
outside,
different story.
But it was a little cold. So everybody was hanging out inside. We went to the Hofbrau House first, and you guys just went and drank a giant beer. And yes, we saw a lady that looked pretty much just like Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she sat next to us, which was frightening. And then we went over to a couple different clubs, and I tell Stu, we go in the club, and I look at Stu. I said, I'm way too old for this shit. I said, I'm pretty sure you and I are the oldest people in here. And thank God a dude walked by that was obviously 10 years older than us.
Yeah, I saw a dude like in his 50s and a mustache.
I was like, okay, yeah, that was him. I said, no, okay.
But then we realized that we were the shortest.
Then this is a great story. So I tell Stu, I said, well, we are the shortest people in here. So then I go outside with Casey and his nephew, and we're standing out there, and this little dude walks up. Little drunk guy walks up, starts talking to us. And he's like, man, I ain't having no luck. And your nephew is like, why is that? He's like, because I'm 5'3", and girls don't want to talk to 5'3" guys. So we catch up with Stu again. I'm like, hey, correction, man. He's the shortest guy in there. And I swear not, what, a minute later?
We saw a midget.
A midget walks by, and Stu goes, no, that's the shortest guy in here. So,
he's got purpose.
Yeah.
We don't.
We're just short. You know, he's and he probably gets way more game than
we dude, I want to see that stubby little thing. Mm-hmm.
And then then we left that bar, which your nephew, man,
I'll admit he's a player.
Talks to the girls, man.
Yeah.
And then we went over to Jefferson Hall, which is a bar that we like a lot. I just like the way it's set up. I think even when it's crowded, it's easier to move in there than most places.
Yeah it's
they always
fun.
Have good bands. And we heard the Naked Karate Girls, yes. First time I ever heard them.
Yeah, they're very
they're very theatrical, yes. But they're good, and I really enjoy them. They're a lot of fun.
They
all dress
very play some very up current.
They have a mixture though, buddy.
They did.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga to flipping Van Halen to Journey.
They went all over the place.
They really
CeeLo
were.
CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green. They were all dressed in a different outfit. Mm-hmm. One of them was dressed like an old lady.
He was also. LL Cool J for a second there.
Yeah, they kept changing, yeah. So it was interesting. He was wearing two different color Chuck Taylors. Did you notice that?
Love that.
But anyway, we had a really good time. But by the time we got home, man, good Lord, man. Because here's the thing. I was DD. So we left the club at 2-something. And then you guys were like, we're hungry. So we tried to go to IHOP. But IHOP, the one we went to, was not open 24 hours. So Steak and Shake was right around the corner. And I was just telling Stu, I was like, it's cracking me up. The two guys who wanted to go the most were falling asleep at the flipping table, and the two guys who were just like, whatever. You all right?
Yeah.
Did you fart?
Did you fart?
Yep.
Nice. Thank you.
It'll creep in a couple of hours.
It's horrible.
That was the best part about being out Wednesday, and I kept crop dusting, and there were so many people.
And whenever I did, you could hear it. It's like I couldn't do it, so I didn't hold it in.
Yeah, I just crop dust, man. Like, I'm like.
Just like that?
Yep, just like that. So anyway, it's been a fun time. So let's, we've got a new game tonight, and it's going to be interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and kick off our first story. I think you went first last week,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken. So I shall go first this week, and I got an interesting story, and then I got one that I think is really fun. So Kinect, the Microsoft Kinect, Xbox 360 Kinect.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Xbox 360 motion capture device thing that's pretty much made Xbox this huge seller lately. It's like number one selling system because of the Kinect, I think. Anyway, there's been such a smash hit with this Kinect thing that Microsoft is ready to take a little further. So they've announced that the Kinect is going to be coming to PCs and possibly even television sets.
Say what?
In a Microsoft official blog, they announced that 2012 will see a desktop-friendly Kinect for use with Windows computers. It will be retuned to accommodate the shorter focal distance that you have on a computer. And they're saying there'll be no loss for accuracy and things like that. It will enable the same NUI experience, whatever that means. I didn't bother to look it up, that it does on the Xbox, from voice commands to gesture-driven actions, et cetera, things like that. Microsoft has also announced a Kinect accelerator program that they hope will help spark the interest for like Windows developers. This is pretty cool. So they're trying to get other Windows developers to start making stuff for the Kinect. They're offering 10 rewards of $20,000 plus other great perks, as they're calling it. They're not really saying what they are. Now, this is what I think is really cool. Sources also say that Microsoft is in discussions with television manufacturers to license the Kinect technology in future TV sets. Two manufacturers are reportedly in talks right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Vizio, which is not, that's not very shocking. I mean, Vizio has been kind of trying different things to kind of make their TV stand out of the crowd. I have a Vizio TV. I like their TVs actually quite a bit. And Sony. That one kind of strikes me as odd, since Sony makes the PlayStation. But I don't know. You do what you got to do. From what I hear, Sony's television sets sales numbers have been less than impressive. So they're looking to do something to kind of help the leap. So I thought that was kind of cool. I've only tried the Kinect. I haven't really had like hands on with it. I've played it a little at stores, like demo models and stuff. But
does
really
Adam have a Kinect?
No, they're getting one for Christmas.
Ooh.
Yep, they're getting the kids one for Christmas. So it's supposed to be really cool. Like I said, it's the one. It, I guess it's really launched the Microsoft, the Xbox sales lately. So there you go.
Sweet.
That's what I got for you. What you got for me?
Well, I got Patent Office. Whoops, let me scroll down on my computer.
Sure, not your tablet? Why didn't you get on your tablet, dude?
Because he just bought the tablet.
You should have done it on a tablet.
Anyway.
Okay, Patent Office honors Steve's job. Steve Jobs, the United States Post. Oh, sorry, Patent Office.
Now you were just griping last week that you were sick of hearing about Steve Jobs, and you come with a Steve Jobs story.
I know. It's just Apple. Every day they have a new story or new news out there.
It's the biggest news right now for Apple.
Well, anyway, Steve Jobs. He has an exhibit. That kicked off on November 16th.
Steve Jobs, an exhibit?
That'd be awesome.
That's weird.
Weird because he's, you know, Steve Jobs is dead.
His career's dead, so it's, you know.
The exhibit features 30 giant-sized iPhones made up screen-to-screen in a simple rectangular form. Apple has
derail him.
Apple has 323
patents. It's not as much fun as Mike, because Mike would be like, oh, man. And he just, you know. Anyway, I'm sorry.
And he never finishes.
Apple has 323 patents listing Jobs as the inventor. 323 patents. Can you believe that? The exhibit is located in the atrium.
How are you going to ask me a question and not let me answer? Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The exhibit is located in the atrium of the Madison Building on the U.S. Patent Office campus in Alexandria, Virginia, and is on display until January 15th, 2012.
Wow, you didn't read that, did you?
No.
I hope you wrote that.
I did.
Okay. You can't just.
You're such a liar.
Read somebody else. I write my stuff. I mean, I read it on sites, multiple sites, and I just write my own. You know, I could credit the sources, but you don't know who you are, so screw you. Yeah, I was reading something today. They were talking about who's going to pin the Steve Jobs bio thing, whatever. But they're trying to tap somebody famous to write a book.
Well, they already have a book.
I guess they're talking about another book. I don't know. I just read it today, so it has to be current.
Oh, it has to be.
Hey, you know what I did here? Just, I'm sorry, was that a for your story?
Yes.
Because it was boring, so I'm just going to move on.
Thanks.
Kind of like it never happened.
All right.
Guess what? If you're not a fan, and if you're not a fan, well, then it really doesn't matter. There's a new Avatar animated series coming out. It's called, I don't know.
The Smurfs?
Not James Cameron's stupid Avatar, which he shouldn't have called it that.
Stu's laughing.
Avatar, The Last Airbender animated series. There's going to be a new. It's not about Aang anymore. So it's a little bit a little more in the future. It's,
okay.
I think her name's Korra.
Korra.
Yeah, The Legend of Korra. I think.
The Explorer. Korra
that
the Explorer.
Well, I'm sure she explores stuff. Then why'd you laugh?
I was still laughing from the first
one. I didn't think that was all that funny, but you know what's funny though is when he tries to talk and I just go. That's hilarious. KC!
Yes.
You know what happens this time every week?
Geek Babe of the Week. Nice. It's magical.
It is magical. It is. And I did last week. I gave the Geek Babe of the Week. So this week be Yo Week, and I did that Jade chick who was really hot. And our age, dude. You should check this chick out. And she, like, designs all these games and does all this. She's good looking. She is married, though, and she lives in Canada.
Ooh, Canada.
Canada.
Oh, Canada.
My Geek Babe of the Week, or my G-Bow, as I like to call it, is Polly Perrette from NCIS, the series. And she plays Chloe. No, I'm sorry. Chloe from the show. And goth chick.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
NCIS.
No. Not the show.
Chloe?
No, not her.
The goth chick?
No, I know who she is. We're not talking about that. You said, or as I like to call it,
G-Bow.
G-Bow?
Yeah, Geek Babe of the Week.
Where's your T?
The T silent.
I like Gabottle. I'm sorry, but yes, I know who she is. And
she's a G-Bow.
Okay, so.
Say it, Jason.
Why G-Bow. Is she a geek?
Well, because she's in a band. She's actually done some vocal work.
Bono's in a band, but I would guess he doesn't consider himself a geek. I don't consider him a geek. I don't like Bono.
Well, besides being in the band, she also...
He hangs out with a dude named The Edge. I mean, really? Seriously? Sounds like shaving cream.
He lives on The Edge with his cowboy hat. The Edge.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Why?
That's Brokeback Mountain, dude.
What makes her geeky? Tell us about her geekiness.
Well, besides, you know, donating to several different charities and supporting civil rights and gay rights
you're
and
a
whatnot.
Geek
that makes her a humanitarian. Where's the geekiness?
Well, besides also, you know, doing music. Well, I'm thrown off now.
So you picked someone that was
I love derailing him. It's
a
like
good person.
It might be my best, the favorite part of the show is just watching it, see how hard it is. Sometimes I can't derail him. I try really hard.
You picked the person.
I just came back from shopping at Black Friday. I'm all thrown off.
Black Friday, you went to work and then went Friday. Took the aftermath of Black
I could
Friday.
Say black. I'm black too, so it was cool.
That's right.
We could say the others.
The others?
Yeah, African-American.
I don't think she's a good actress. I think she's cute, but I think she's not good.
Really? I like her.
I know everybody says that.
She might be all right, but
I don't watch NCIS. I've seen a couple episodes. But
so she's not a geek?
She's a geek. I mean,
she's a
goth. Yeah.
But I don't think she is in real life. I mean, she plays a goth on the show. She has some geek cred, though, out there. She's done some other stuff.
She's done some music. She's done some soundtracks for, let's see.
Music is not being a geek.
She's done some. Never mind.
She plays World of Warcraft. Maybe.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, I think by default, if you play World of Warcraft, you're automatically a geek. I don't even play World of Warcraft.
We did have a. I mean, not being the Geek Bay of the Week, but we did have a run in with some really all out nerds.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but you guys had a run in with nerds. No, you and Stu last weekend.
Oh, well, they don't count. I mean, they're not hot, for one thing. They were dudes.
I said they're not Geek Bay of the Week or anything, but we did have a run-in with
They weren't geeks. No. From what you guys tell me, they were full-on nerds.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like living in mama's basement, nerds. I'm sorry if you live in your mama's basement, by the way. My mom lived in my basement for a while. So.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she moved out, though. So,
Some nerdy ass people.
No, I think she's cute though. I never really thought she was that great of an actress. I mean, all I really have, I know she's been in some other stuff, but NCIS is all I ever had to go on.
Guess how old she is?
25.
No, she's
42.
I was gonna say NCIS has been on long enough for her to be older than 25.
She's not 42. She's 42. Too young to be 42.
She's 42.
Wow, she looks hot.
I know, right?
She blew 42.
What?
Blue 42.
Hut,
blue
hut.
42.
Oh. Sorry. So we have a game this week. Now, I know it might not here. Game of the week. I know it might not be as exciting as your ask a white dude. But this game's gonna be interesting. Now what we're gonna play this week is a little game I'm calling Name That Jingle. You get it? Name That Jingle.
I get it.
Obviously you don't. So it's Name That Tune. But what we do is we both pick three songs and mm-hmm. we took lines from the songs and we're gonna sing it to the other person, but we're gonna sing it in the tune of Jingle Bells.
Now, no chorus, right?
No, I didn't put any chorus in. Most of the songs I picked, if I did got given any chorus, it gives the name of the song. Now, we tried to pick songs that were, I'm positive you know all three songs on mine. And that's what we're trying to do. We'll give the song first. And then if they need a hint, we'll give a hint.
Okay.
And we'll try to make those, you know. So this is going to be a new game, so I'm kind of curious how this is going to work. I have a feeling two of the songs out of my three, you have a pretty decent chance of getting. One of them might be a little tougher because I was going over them in my own head. I'm like, I kind of know these even pretty well. But the one, I'm like, even though I know the song really well, I don't know how it's going to work. So that's how it's going to work. We're going to sing the lines to the beat of Jingle Bells, and then they got to guess what it is. Who's going first?
Why don't you go first?
I knew you were going to say that. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
No.
Oh, dude, we've sang on the show plenty of times. All right, here goes. And I tried to write it out so I could keep doing it in that beat, but I don't know how well it's
going. Just forewarning, if there is a little bit of laughter, please don't get mad.
Oh, no. Well, why would I get mad?
It adds to the ambiance.
Ambiance. Let me check the time real quick. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Okay, here goes. Now listen closely. I want to take you to my cage, lock you up and hide the key. You only get water, baby, because if you're hungry. This is also the one I give the least amount for. The others have more. But I couldn't because it's like the next couple lines go right into the chorus.
Pour some sugar on me?
Nope.
No, I would have got that.
I'll give you two hints. Right era. Wrong color.
Ah.
90s, Living Color?
First of all, Pour Some Sugar on Me was 80s. So you were in the right era, but wrong color. In other words, they're black.
Okay.
It's not white. And you do know the song. I know you know the song. We've talked about it. We've maybe even sang it.
What's about Digital Underground?
Nope. Oh.
LL Cool J?
Nope. I thought about doing some Digital Underground, but I thought unless I went with very specific songs, it'd be really tough.
I almost did that too, but I decided to go with some others.
Keep thinking. Lose track.
We'll give it a few more seconds.
I think you should do it again.
What, do you think that'll help? You want me
yeah,
to
do it again.
He just wants to hear you sing.
I want to take you to my cage, lock you up and hide the key. You only get water, baby, cause if you're hungry.
Key Sweat?
Nope. Give up?
Yeah.
My Jungle Love. Oh, wee. It's Jungle Love. Worst Day in the Time. See, it's hard because now that you hear it, you're like, you know, you can kind of hear it. I want to take you to my cage, lock you up and hide the key. Anyway. Jungle Love, that is the hardest out of the three. I will tell you that much, too. I knew you knew that song. I don't know how well you know that song. The other two, you got a much better chance of getting. So give me your first one.
Okay. Let's see.
Hold on.
Me.
Give it a key of C, please.
Me.
All right, here we go.
Thomas got his sixth drink in a hog.
Living on a prayer.
Congratulations.
I was actually going to be.
Thomas got a sixth drink in a hog.
Dude, not the chorus.
That's not the chorus.
Oh, well, I guess
that's
a verse. We just know it too well.
Yeah, it's just such an iconic.
Well, I was about to yell it out, but you beat me to it. I'm like.
Sorry, man. That's just a real famous line.
Yeah,
you know?
I should have picked another song.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
Here goes. I gotta try to make sure. I tried to write them so that I could sing the lines in order, but a couple of them I have to, you know, you have to kind of force the words to fit. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head has been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me in a voice so sweet that I heard the shuffling of angels' feet.
Johnny Cash, God's gonna shut you
down. Yeah. I maybe gave too much. Maybe I should have stopped a line or two in. I knew you'd know that, well, but
that just floors me that he can't get
even I know that song.
Jungle Love. But he's got a countryman that he can
even. Yeah, but I don't even like Johnny Cash, and I like that song.
Yeah,
and I knew I would have probably got it not from the beginning, but the talking to the man from Galilee spoke to me so sweet that I thought I heard the sound of or shuffling of angels' feet. That line I would have probably I'd have been like, I know that line. All right,
my
ready
turn.
For you.
All right.
So did you know it like the whole time, or did it just sort of click it?
It sort of clicked. Yeah. As I turn up the collar of my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street.
Oh crap! It's Michael Jackson. Turn up the collar on my favorite. Man in the mirror.
That's it.
I had to again that one line. Turn up the collar on my favorite overcoat. That's what happens. You hear one line, it connects you to the song.
Yeah.
We might have to get a little harder next time. We tried to be, I think we were both trying to be like fair. Okay. I don't build up illusions till it makes me sick. I ain't afraid of confusion, no matter how thick. I can smile in the face of mankind. Don't even remember what her lips felt like on mine.
Oh,
crap. He's getting it. It's that one line. It's the last line, isn't it? Damn it. I knew I should have stopped.
Most of the time
by Bob Dylan. Damn.
You can get the white guys, but not the black guys.
That's
what's
right.
Up with that?
It's weird. It's because it's Black Friday. That's why.
They got that cloak on them.
What?
Black guys got the cloak.
Oh. Because it's Black Friday.
Gotcha.
They're wearing. Okay. You got one more?
Yes.
Let's see.
All right. Out on 441, like waves crashing on the beach, and for one distant
Tom Petty, American Girl.
Yeah.
Out on 441, like waves crashing out on the beach, and for one desperate moment then. I love Tom Petty.
You should have done something.
We're going to have to be harder next
time.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think we went too easy. I had other songs originally. I'm like, nah, it's too hard.
Get the Motley Crue on the older stuff.
Well, it has to be stuff we know that they'd have a chance of knowing. You know what I mean? Like, he knows Motley Crue, but does he know it enough that he heard the lyrics?
That's what
he
I said he needs to do.
Yeah, like if you threw some Motley Crue. It depends on the song if I'd even have a chance of knowing it or not. But
like, whoa, yeah, whoa. Kickstart my heart.
Again, you don't want to say the name of the song. That's hard too, because you'll find that a lot of songs say the name more often than you think, and it's like real. You could do just about any Led Zeppelin song, and there's a good chance they won't say the name at all.
True.
Anywhere in the song
or sing.
I almost threw a Bjork song at you.
Oh,
and I was like, that might be a little difficult. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be tricky.
Ready? It goes. Have you heard her new crap?
It's crappy.
It's crap. When I say use the word crap, I mean it's crap. It's just like random noises and her squawking.
It's got a Yoko Ono vibe to
it. Very much so. I will. Yeah. I will agree with the Yoko Ono vibe. So, yeah, I mean, I like the concept of that game. We might have to play with it a little bit.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll go for a little harder.
Maybe make it a little tougher. Mm. You know? Like I said, I had a couple others that I was considering, and I thought, well, they might be too hard, but maybe they obviously we went a little too. We were too easy on each other.
I think so.
So, what's the last story?
Yes. Let's see. NBC apologizes to Michelle Bachmann over Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. NBC apologized to Bachmann after the house band for the Late Night Jimmy Fallon show, better known as The Roots, played the song Lion Ass Bitch by Fishbone as Bachmann appeared on stage.
Why would they apologize? That's awesome. You don't apologize. She get mad?
Well, at first, when she walked on the stage, she didn't know about it, but until afterwards, when one of her reps, told her
she didn't hear the music playing live as she walked out on stage.
I don't know. She just wasn't. She was oblivious to it. Apparently,
why would you get mad about that? I don't think they were being insulting. I think they were one. It's Jimmy Fallon. So,
well, actually, Jimmy Fallon didn't even know about it. Well, so he says.
I mean, it's the Jimmy Fallon show. It's humor, though. Mm-hmm. But they. It's not like they were. People, man.
Oh. So Bachmann admitted that she was oblivious to the slap by telling Fox News she wasn't aware of it at all, but she insisted the treatment she received through the song amounted to sexism, and she added that it wouldn't be tolerated if it was Michelle Obama, and she shouldn't be tolerated for a conservative woman either.
All right, so let me ask both you guys a question.
Sure.
We're both sitting here. She comes out and makes those comments, it's sexist, blah, blah, blah. Would you have thought way more of her and thought she was three times as cool if she'd have come out and said, I thought it was awesome. It was hilarious. What would you not have been like, see, that girl has a great sense of humor. See, I always think when people just take it in stride and they're like, hey, man, I thought it was funny. I always have way more respect for those people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean,
it's a joke. You're on the Jimmy Fallon show. You're on the Jimmy Fallon show. Take a joke. Or don't go on Jimmy Fallon, really. I mean,
that's like people going to a comedy club and expecting not to get hurt.
Right.
Hey, he's back.
It's
from
like,
the comedian.
It's like, what's his face? Private Parts, Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like Howard Stern. I've never really been a big fan of the Howard Stern show. I just don't really care for his humor. But he made a good point once. You know, somebody called in one day. I happened to be listening to this before he went into to XM when he was just on the regular radio. And this dude was going off because he was making fun of, Lord, I don't even remember. And we'll say he was making fun of midgets.
Leprechauns?
We'll say midgets.
I was about to say leprechauns, but go ahead.
This guy calls in, he's like, you know, I find that offensive, blah, 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 and you make fun of midgets. And he's like, sir, let me ask you a question. Do you listen to my show every day? Yeah, I did, but I'm not going to anymore. He's like, then what right do you have? He's like, what? He's like, so if yesterday I was making fun of mentally retarded people or the day before black people, you didn't have a problem with that. But today it's midgets, so you do? Well, yeah, he's like, no, you either hate it all or you don't hate any of it. It just doesn't work that way. And, I mean, his point was, although I think he can be a royal ass, his point was, it's jokes.
Mm.
So you either accept that there's jokes, and they're just jokes, or just don't come around, basically. I kind of look at it like that. It's the Jimmy Fallon show. Did any of us know who he was before Saturday Night Live? I didn't.
No, neither did I.
Right, so he's on a sketch comedy show. That's the only reason he becomes famous. And he does a late night talk show where they crack a lot of I just think she should have been like, oh, Jimmy. Ah, wait till you come on my show. I'm gonna play the song Can't Act Worth a Shit, Little Dork. I hear his show's funny, but he can't act.
Yeah, he was horrible on Saturday night.
He couldn't stop from smiling.
Yeah.
Constantly laughing at the screen. I'm like, nah, dude, breaking the fourth wall a little. I don't know. I just think she should have just been like, let it roll off her back and laugh about it. If you laugh about it, it doesn't become a big deal.
Well, you know, The Roots also issued a statement saying that.
Bite me.
Well, they said the performance was a tongue-in-cheek and spare of the moment's decision. So I'm a big fan of The Roots, and, it's, I don't know. It's just,
but that's just, it's tongue-in-cheek. We're being silly. It's that we're poking fun at a stereotype or I don't know. I just think people, if you just laugh about it and go with the joke, you look way cooler.
Mm.
You look like you have a sense of humor about yourself and people will support you. I guarantee she comes out like this and there's right now there are people going, Oh, damn, dude. She ain't got a sense of humor. Screw her. Because when you're talking about the younger people in the world today, especially, whose side do you think they're going to take? Hers or Jimmy Fallon and the Roots?
Probably the Roots and Jimmy Fallon, of course. But, I mean, she never had the young demographic in
the
first place.
She ain't getting it either, is she? Not like that. That's what I mean. Okay, for example, let's give a good example. How good I am with names and how much I really remember. Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you had Bill Clinton and you had George Bush. And what does Clinton do? Oh, he goes on Saturday Night Live. He goes out and plays the saxophone. He went for the youth, man. He's like
Arsenio Hall.
He was on Arsenio Hall, yeah. No, I mean, he played his sax on Arsenio Hall, but he did a guest appearance on Saturday Night Live, didn't he?
He probably did.
Well, was positive he did. You go for it, man. He make fun of yourself a little bit. Let people know you're silly, you know. He wasn't stupid.
No.
He knew what he was doing. She should just lighten up is what I'm saying.
She probably should, but she won't.
No. Nope. Obviously not.
But they
the chances look, I'm not really that. I mean, I tend to lean conservative. I'm not very happy with her. She won't be getting my vote, is all I'm saying.
Let's put it this way. The Republican nominees is just...
Sexist. Sexist. You want my vote? Show some cleavage, sweetheart. No, I'm just teasing. Well, it wouldn't hurt. You're like... No, I'm not... She's not my favorite as far as Republican front runners go.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
So... Well, is Mitt Romney going to throw his hat in or not? Has anybody heard?
He's already been through the hat in.
Did he throw it finally? Well, he kept kind of maybe.
Oh, he's been campaigning all over the place. It's
man,
just,
I don't pay attention to politics hardly at all.
Wow.
Not if I can help it.
I don't blame you.
I pick my candidate. I do some research if I like them. They never win. I'll vote. He won't win, so it don't matter, but I'll vote, because I actually believe, and I can get crap for this, that's okay, I don't care. If I don't strongly believe in somebody, I won't vote. People are like, oh, you gotta have a right to vote. I'm like, I'm not going to vote for somebody if I don't want them to be president. If I see a candidate I actually want to make it, I'll go vote.
You know, there's other, things on the ballot besides,
I'm talking about presidential. Yeah, true. I won't vote for the president. I won't vote for a candidate just to vote for
but
a candidate.
But you'll go out and vote for other things.
I'll vote for other stuff.
Okay.
I'm talking presidential for the president.
Gotcha.
If there's not a presidential candidate, I won't vote for president.
Did you vote for Yogi Berra?
Did he run?
A few years
alive? Ago. Was I old enough to vote?
Fred Flintstone was a candidate.
I won't do that stuff either. That's kind of silly.
He would make a good president.
Yeah.
He'll make your bed rock.
What's wrong with doing that?
I voted for Stuart Diamond because he was going to legalize prostitution. He's over there grinning.
That's going to be your campaign.
There's nothing wrong with writing in a ballot.
Well, writing in Fred Flintstone, what's the point?
As I've told you every
time. I'm a Kermit the Frog,
man. No, but I don't see the point. I mean...
It's
ha ha! I wrote in Fred Flintstone. Screw the man.
It's just because I don't... It's going to get chosen for me anyway, so...
Which is why I said I won't just go vote. I am not a lesser of two evil kind.
So I figure...
Won't happen.
If I write down Hulk Hogan, and it, by some miracle, he becomes president...
Good Lord, would you really want Hulk Hogan as president?
It's never going to happen.
Jesse Ventura, just saying.
Yeah, but he ran...
He would never make president.
He
governor.
Ran for it, though.
It's different, but...
Hulk never Hogan's know, not. Weird things have happened.
Hulk Hogan has a bit of a past now that would definitely haunt him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although there's been a lot of stuff accusing Schwarzenegger of having, well, we know he had some ties. I mean, whether he, but his father had some ties. So.
Down to the Nazi Party.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I hear people go, well, wouldn't you rather have this person? I'm like, rather? I guess, but I just don't, if I don't believe in what they're saying, and I mean, there are a few, we all have our hot button issues. We all have things that are important to us. So if this person doesn't meet those things for me, even though the other person, well, there are five of their things aren't what you want, this person's only three. Like, yeah, but I'm still not going to throw my vote to somebody if I don't think they should have it. I mean, I know it's not. It's my statement. It's all I can do. I'm but one man, Kevin.
I'm only one man.
But I am gonna, I'm gonna vote this year for somebody. I'm not gonna talk about it on the show here because, you know, politics and people.
Yeah, I hear you.
But yeah, there's somebody I like this year. No chance in hell he's gonna win, but I believe in him enough that I will waste my vote. If that makes sense.
That's a way to look at it.
Yeah, well, you know.
I hear you. I mean,
it's not going to happen. He's not with one of the two major parties. So, so the way it is. I got a cool story. You're going to like this.
Chip.
Last week, I talked about the Nerf spitball shooter. Well, this week, it's the snowball blaster. Get your minds out of the gutter.
From Nerf?
Nope. This awesome gun is from Whammo. Whammo. Can launch a softball-sized snowball up to 50 feet. It's a rapid, long-range assault rifle or gun. Mm-hmm. You place snow, and there's three snow-forming chambers on top. You place snow in them, close the chambers. It packs three perfectly spherical snowballs, right? Then you put one of the snowballs in the muzzle, aim, pull back the slingshot mechanism.
And you spit it back into his mouth.
What? Fire like a... It's powered by the big giant rubber band. So there's no, you know, you just cock fire. And it's just awesome. No batteries, nothing like that. It provides uninterrupted fast action play.
I want one.
There are a few varieties of it. You can get, there's like a single shot, and then there's one that makes like the try thing. Anyway, you can get it in certain stores. I think Target has them, but they're available on Amazon.
How much?
You can check out the link at pennycult.org, like 20-some bucks.
I'll buy that.
Also, they look pretty cool, too. Aesthetically, they look like some futuristic Tron weapon. You, like, it has this thing, that, like this circular thing that you insert your arm in, and then there's a handle up front, so it, like, covers your whole forearm.
Oh, let's see. It's by Whammo, right?
By Whammo. It's called the Snowball Blaster. You can check it out.
Check it out.
Buy this thing, then buy one of those snow brick makers. Have you seen those? They're like they're molds that you can make bricks out of snow. They're like,
oh, right? Snap. That thing looks sweet.
Make a couple of bunkers. Have a full-on snowball war. How mm-hmm. badass would that be?
You make a moat? Yeah.
How badass? I have not had a good snowball fight since I was like 12 years
old,
man.
You know what you should do?
We had an all-on, like, two-hour snowball fight.
Every one of those snowballs, you need to take, like, a drizzle of water and just kind of drizzle.
You just wanted to kill people.
No shit.
Should launch it at him 50 with a freaking giant rubber band. Oh!
Dude. You see, you dip the screws in poison, and then you cover with snow.
There's an actual real story.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Me and our friend Missy were outside one winter, and we were chucking, like grabbing snow from a snowbank and chucking it at each other. And she grabbed a big chunk and tossed it at me, and it was frozen. It slammed me right in the head, flung me. I dropped, like, ugh. It was just frozen chunk. It didn't even bust when it hit me. That's how frozen it was. Well, this thing is awesome, man.
It
snowball
does look
blaster.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do that, you know, over the winter.
Tonight. I haven't, like I said, I haven't had a full on snowball fight since I was like 12 years old. We did like a 2 hour, but you come in, you're soaking wet. It was so much fun. But imagine getting some of those brick mold makers and then building some brick mm-hmm. bunkers with some little slots cut in them so you can see the enemy and you're standing up firing freaking sweet. Snowballs. You got one guy back there just making snowballs like crazy, like, go, go, go. You.
That'd be so awesome.
It would be fun.
We're going to do that.
Three of us against Smacky.
You mean Bear? Anyway, Snowball Blaster by Whammo. Check it out. It's like 20-some bucks on Amazon. I know that. They got two versions.
Yeah, they got one for like 15 bucks.
Yeah, but it's not as cool. It doesn't have the tri-maker.
Yeah.
It's called the Solo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the one that you can just shove the snow in the top, close the lid, and it makes three snowballs for you. And you got
which
three
is,
or...
yeah, it's pretty sweet because, I mean, it's almost like having an automatic
shotgun. You know what you do is you...
It's a Snoopy snow cone machine.
You get out there, yeah, kind of.
Ooh, what if we, like, dip the snow cones in, like, flavoring, all right?
Ooh, then you could open your mouth as they shoot at you. Ah. Mm,
cherry!
So you could open your mouth as they snowball at you. After they cock their gun and shoot some snowballs at your mouth.
Mike, wish you were here.
No kidding.
But see, with that try one, you could just be, as you're getting ready, you could just be making a bunch of mm-hmm. dropping them on the ground. Then you just got a stash of snowballs ready to go.
Sweet.
Would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, again, Snowball Blaster by Whammo. Go over, check it out. We do have a link to Amazon at pennycult.org, so you can go over there and link right to it.
Get a rebate.
Buy one. Mm-hmm. Is there a rebate on them?
Well, let's see. I didn't see one.
Well, then why did you say you get a rebate?
Just for shits and giggles.
I lie to the people to get do what I want.
You know what a rebate is?
Do you know what a master rebate is? That's a rebate. That's a master.
That snowballs in your mouth.
Not in your hand. So what's been going on? Let's see. Because we're not that far into the show. So yeah, we gotta stretch it. I got nothing. We did talk about Horror Hound last week, didn't
we? Yes, we did.
I think we did.
It's a good time.
I don't know if we did or not.
We did.
We probably did. So
should we talk about our misadventures on Wednesday? Some more?
No.
Well, there's a lot of drinking involved.
For you.
Yeah.
And then because your nephew likes to talk to random people, he got me stuck talking to some dude that was in the military.
Oh, yeah.
Who was really drunk, who just kept telling me how people around here were stupid and didn't know what it was really like in the real world. Like, dude, you know I'm out at this club, so I'm one of these people you're referring to.
Yes. Nice to be insulted.
And he kept spitting while he talked.
Projectile.
Yeah, it was nice. Okay. Thanks for spitting on me, dude. Appreciate it. I mean, you know, I support our servicemen, but... I don't know if we talked about our commercial, but the voting is over for that, so we'll have to wait and see what happened. But I think you can still watch it. CrashTheSuperBowl.com. Go to the gallery, search for Grab It. You can actually write a search in. And you can go over there and check that out. What else we got going on? Ball and Chain will be back next week. Of course, we were off. We told you guys we were going to be off for a week or so there. I got a Goonie ready to go up if I ever actually pull it off the card and put it up. A growing up Goonie. I don't
Fucker.
Know what's going to happen with that. I mean, it's going to continue. The show's going to continue, but I don't know. I don't know who's... I know the three of us will probably be on it almost every time.
Yeah.
Spank Dog.
It's a little hard with his schedule.
From time to time. Yeah, now with his new girl.
No, it's easy for us. Not for him, for some reason.
Well, he works nights,
yeah, it's
weekends. Kind of weird.
Every schedule. Other weekend.
Yeah, well.
Plus, he's in love.
Oh, to be young and... Oh, to be loved.
Young?
Oh, to be fat and old and in love. I'm not in love yet.
I didn't say you... Yet? Wait, what you not telling me?
Well, I'm just saying I'm fat and old.
Oh, the way you said yet, I thought maybe there was a girl we didn't know about, man.
No.
Why are you hiding her from us?
Why are you hiding her?
Because we don't want you to molest them.
It's going to happen. I'd be more afraid of you molesting them, Stu.
Nah, I'll be all right.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen. Sorry. I did this. I'm sorry. You guys
great
talk.
Radio.
Well, you know, I'm sorry if I'm not talking every freaking second of the thing, then nobody's ever mingling. Shut up.
Shit.
Well, I did this weird thing where, like, I take and I put my music on here, and then I put a bunch of it on my iPod, which is fine. But then, without thinking, I didn't change the links on my computer, so when you go into iTunes, it can't find stuff. It's like, where's that at? And so, yeah, it's just become one of those things, but that's okay. So next week we'll be back. It's been kind of it's weird to kind of do this when we got plans tonight and everything. Plus I'm starving. I'm freaking hungry. I bet I know what most of us had for lunch today. Well, at least me and a lot of people I work with. Turkey!
Chinese.
Okay. Next week without, you know, holidays. And I don't know quite what's going to happen. I think Christmas falls on a Sunday this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it does.
So it shouldn't really affect the show at all when that comes up.
But,
no. So be looking for that, and we'll get back on somewhat regular schedule starting next week. Stu?
Yeah?
We thank you for sitting in and making little snickers in the background. Casey?
Yes?
Your first story blew.
And your babe of the week sucks.
His babe of the week's fine. I just like to rail at him. I just like, it's usually kind of difficult to derail him. He'll usually keep going right through, but I got him today. Don't cry.
Man.
He's worried about his tablet.
Don't cry.
I got a lot on my mind.
I know you do. With that, thanks for listening to Geekin' News.
Where the geek shall inherit the earth.
Yeah.
I had the music took a second to play. Actually, one of the songs on this list, I almost I bet you couldn't even tell me who this is. I know he can. I always thought that, not him, but he sounded sexy.
I always thought it was just,
it's like Evanescence, everybody thinks.
No, that's a fact. The name of the band is Roxette. Yeah, no, but it's not her.
Right. That's what everybody thinks that Amy Lee is Evanescence. Yeah. Everybody thinks Blondie is Debbie Harry. But I always thought she has a really sexy voice. She's not that sexy. No, the chick from Roxette.
No, she's all right. If she filled the gap.
Fire in the eyes. Fire in
the eyes. It's like looking at a black woman.
She had one of those major things for the majorly short hair thing, too. Like, I mean, she's okay. But then that she does this stuff. She's got a great voice, though. See, this is how I'm used to seeing it. When everything I'll ever do, I'll do for you. And I go la 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 la. I mean, I hit it.
He looks like the guy from Sick Puppies. Huh.
Who's that monster?
Hey, that's Kevin.